This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Everybody to the Easy Organic Gardener. This is your host, Sherry Herrera de Fry, mom, composter, gardener, bug and worm farmer, horticulturalist, ecopreneur, biocontrol specialist, co-owner of Arbico Organics, and Dr. Bug Lady. My guest this hour is author, entrepreneur, illustrator, and accomplished Sharon Lovejoy. You're going to love what she has to say. I'm gonna take a little bit of time, which I don't normally do, and talk about a long biography. But the reason I'm doing this show is because Sharon Lovejoy's life has been exceptional, and there's just so much to talk about, and her story is just so precious. So I'm gonna just make her biography a little extra longer than normal. So Sharon grew up in Highland Park, California, a small community in the hills, canyons, and arroyos of Los Angeles County. Her home was tiny and set into the middle of her grandmother Lovejoy's bountiful garden. She was an educator who introduced me, she said, to the pure joy of being out in the garden and exploring, opening the doorways of trapdoor spiders, massaging the stomachs of lizards to hypnotize them, hand-taming birds, and growing dozens of fruits, vines, and flowers. After her grandmother died, Sharon and her family moved to the flatlands of Orange and Lemon groves and no diversity in the landscape or the wildlife. Sharon said, "I think my heart broke open there and didn't heal till I moved." That didn't stop Sharon, though. Though there weren't established gardens in the new tract, she did grow a few things and used tomato and Crisco cans to plant flowers and trees. And when she entered high school, she began a career of nursery hopping and exploring the Japanese nurseries near Pasadena and other great nurseries, each time returning home with some plants. In college, she took botany from some great professors and classes from the famous horticulturalist Dara Emery of the Santa Barbara Botanic Gardens. She graduated from San Diego State University with distinction in art. But had she known then what she knows now, she would have had a major or minor, at least in entomology. All of this led up to her owning and operating a one-woman business selling antiques, herbs, and products made from herbs. Eventually, she sold everything and moved to Cambria Pines by the sea, a tiny village on the southern edge of the Big Sur coast, where she created a shop called Heart's Ease, named after the old-fashioned plant said to cure sadness. From the very first day when she said I had less than a dollar in my pockets, my first customers had to give me exact change, to the day I sold the shop and passed on the legacy, it soared. She met her husband, the best life partner in the world, and together and moved Heart's Ease to a new location and a business that was successful and interactive with the community. Sharon's love and talent for writing became a full-time job, and she became a contributing editor for Country Living Gardener magazine with a regular nature and gardening column. Meredith Publishing, the botanical Brooklyn Botanic Garden, and many other amazing magazines and books. Right now, she has 10 books and one garden journal that has been published and 3 new books in the works. Fingers crossed, she says, I love my life and feel so fortunate that my grandmother instilled in me the most important values in life. And now I would like to ask beautiful Sharon Lovejoy to join me on the Easy Organic Gardener. Hi, Sharon. You have had a remarkable life. Amazing.
Sherry, that might be the nicest, longest, most complete introduction of my entire life. Thank you.
I had to do that. Normally, I cut it way down, but you know, your story is just amazing. You've lived the lives of about 10 different people, and I love everything you do. When I was putting the radio show together, I kept thinking, "Wow, I love this lady." I mean, no wonder your last name is Lovejoy.
that is a common name in your area, I think, because my family lived in Tucson area. And still live there, a lot of my family. So, and I hated my name when I was young, but I love it now.
Good for you. So, you know, I've been on your website, which is just amazing, SharonLovejoy.com. Everybody, SharonLovejoy.com. It's beautiful. I love the way you illustrated your books. I love the names of the books. I mean, I've got the books right here, Trial and Error and Camp Granny, Root Shoots, Buckets and Boots. I mean, if anybody wants to read beautiful books, these are the ones. And many of them are for children, they're for adults, they're for everybody. And they're so thoughtful. You know, let's talk about that since we're just talking about children. Why is gardening so important with children?
They're our hope for the future. That's our only hope for the future. I believe in victory gardens in every yard, even if it's the balcony. And I believe in the ability of children to grow gardens. And just seeing the joy and the response of children in my life who love gardening, oh my gosh, and what they can grow. I just think that our future depends on us educating our kids about gardens, not just educating them, but mentoring them, going outside with them every day, and just introducing them to all the miracles and magic that's happening in the garden. So, you know, I think it is the most important thing. Of course, I think climate change and a lot of other things are important, but let's take one yard at a time and one child at a time and make a good difference in our world. It's so important.
I couldn't agree with you anymore. You know, I mean, it's amazing when you think about many of us have similar experiences to where a grandparent sort of led the way in a very magical and loving experience of gardening. I know my grandmother did. She always had a garden, and we always got to help her in the garden and helped her not just plant, but pick and, you know, hoe and weed and shuck nuts. She used to have a big pecan tree in her backyard, and every year we got to help her make a pecan pie. And so well, she was from Arkansas, and she had a very, you know, strong Southern accent. And so, but she just, you know, inspired me so much with not only that, but then right out of the garden, you learn to cook. And so, you know, her tomatoes she turned into tomato jam, and she would pickle things. She would make sauerkraut. I mean, she made her own soap. She saved everything and reused everything. She was such a great role model for all of us growing up. So that's one of the reasons I wanted everyone to hear your story, because it's so sweet. It's very, very sweet.
You said how important it was that she saved everything and used everything, and that is really a value that we can teach children who live in a throwaway life right now. So you've never forgotten what your grandmother shared with you. I've never forgotten, and my parents both worked, so they could not share with me what my grandmother did, and I think that's the situation now for a lot of people. If it weren't for grandparents, I don't know what kids would do. No, I really don't.
Well, that's exactly the thing with gardening. Gardening brings families together. Gardening helps people learn about nature, start to finish. We understand in gardening it's not always a success, that there are failures too, but that's just part of nature and the rhythm of life and the joy of being around good old-fashioned dirt, which has microorganisms in it, and makes people happy just to get that dirt in your fingernails and move things and pluck things. And then, of course, there's the bugs, which are always a part of it.
And I love the bugs.
Yeah, well, I'm Dr. Bug Lady.
You're the Bug Lady. I know, you're the Dr. Bug Lady. I'm jealous of your title. I wrote that down and I went, I want to be Dr. Bug Lady. It's a wonderful thing. I wish that when I was in school that they had focused on the interactions and the value of the microorganisms and the organisms in the garden, but at that time they didn't. And so it's taken a lot of years of learning about things and realizing how it all fits into the perfect puzzle. You know, it's an amazing web. And luckily people like you are out there educating others. And thank heavens, because we need to know how important insects are. I get so angry when I see books called Bad Bugs and things like that, because I think, let's humanize insects. Let's teach people how valuable they are. What would our world be without insects? I worry about them all the time. I really do.
Well, you know I'm buggy, so, we're definitely champions. We're champions of the bugs, and I tell people all the time, really there is no such thing as a bad bug. They're all part of the food chain, They keep everything under check, and we're going to take a quick break right now because we've got to take a break. When we come back, we're going to have more of the amazing Sharon Lovejoy. Don't go away.
Anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to The Easy Organic Gardener. This is your host, Sherry Pereira de Fry, and my guest this hour is the amazing Sharon Lovejoy. She has authored 10 books, mostly on aspects of gardening. Some of the books, just to name a few, My First Bird Book and Bird Feeder, Toad Cottages and Shooting Stars, Grandma's Bag of Tricks, 130 Wonder-Filled Activities, Country Living Gardener, A Blessing of Toads, A Gardener's Guide to Living with Nature, Trowel and Error, which is one of my favorites, over 700 shortcuts, tips, and remedies for the gardener, A Day in the Garden, Roots, Shoots, Buckets, and Boots, Gardening Together with Children, and many more. So welcome back, Sharon. We were just beginning to talk a little bit about soil and how important the microorganisms are and people treating their soil like dirt. And we know that the soil is really the soul of everything that's happening in the soil. So let's talk a little bit about that, because I know it's something that's near and dear to your heart, and we'd like to hear what you have to say about the importance of maintaining soil.
Well, I always tell people when I'm teaching a class or working with groups that I really don't feed my plants. I feed my soil. And I constantly feed it with organic matter. You know, I have to tell you, one of my pet peeves is walking past a bed of flowers and seeing shredded tires as a mulch. It drives me insane. I know my husband's tired of hearing me going, oh, no, I can't believe they did that, mulching with tires, when it's just so easy to take things that you have in your garden that you may shred, you may compost, you may have some worm castings, and mulch every inch of the top of your garden to keep it healthy and to keep the to keep the microorganisms happy and well-fed, to keep the spiders happy and well-fed. You know, I think mulch is my most important thing that I do in my garden. And that, well, I'll say that about worms too, so don't take me at what I'm saying here, but mulching is one of the all-time most important things. And I'm sure you do it, too. I mean, you're a good gardener, so.
Here, here. Yes, we do. And, you know, we rear insects, and part of the what we call spent media, that's the food that we give them, which contains very rich protein and fat and carbohydrate and pine wood shavings. And all of that gets composted, and it's all put together with microorganisms and, boy, it makes some of the best compost you could possibly imagine. And this is a great example of how, what I call being an ecopreneur, because you, here's something that most people would look at, oh, my God, what am I going to do with all this bug stuff, dead bugs and that kind of thing. And we saw an opportunity and composted it. We package it up and we sell it all over Tucson. And so someone's garbage becomes another person's gold. And that happens every day in our homes. Whatever you have, leftover banana peels, potato peels, all of the things need to be put into the compost pile. So,
and you know, even our newspapers, even our cardboard, all of these things are so wonderful and they're so nutritious for plants when they break down. You know, the whole process of what they attract and what's going on, it's such a miracle to see a big pile of the daily newspaper that's wet and in the garden and see how quickly it's worked into the soil and how quickly it disappears. I love it that you do that. I read about that and I thought, yay, they are ecopreneurs for sure. I love that. You know, and people can, I don't know about you, but nothing gets wasted at our house. We don't have a huge garden, about 10,000 square foot garden, because we're in California and they're just not big like some areas, but there is nothing that is wasted in our house. We don't have a garbage disposal, because the garbage disposal takes water and it wastes precious gold, you know, the garbage that you could use in the garden. So, and when I see people with hamster cages with their, what is that, pine shavings and cedar shavings, you know, I always say, well, you can use that out in your garden. Don't forget to incorporate that in your soil. So, yeah, we have absolutely amazing things. And I would go to Pete's Coffee in our area and get great big bags of coffee grounds that we included in our big piles of compost that we were doing in our worm bin. And there's just so much you can do.
Yeah, it's very inspiring to listen to you as a model for recycling and reinventing ways that we can use natural resources that most of us throw away and don't see as helpful, as more of a hindrance. And it's interesting, I just flew in last night from San Miguel de Allende, Mexico. And it's a beautiful, beautiful town. And they have gone completely ecological. They are no longer handing out plastic bags. They are no longer able wrapping food to go in plastic containers. They're all biodegradable. No straws. I mean, it's quite amazing that a country like Mexico, if they can do it, we should be able to do it.
Well, we go back to the one garden, one child at a time. And so we have to start that in our own home. I think my grandkids have learned from me about not just, you know, how to feed the worms and how to feed the compost pile, but what you don't use and what you don't, and how you reuse things over and over. We live by the ocean, and we're astounded by the amount of plastic bits that are washing up on shore now. So it is one garden, one person at a time. And I just read a wonderful book by Doug Tallamy about, you know, how you can influence the health of the planet one garden at a time with insects. I'm sure you've read Doug's book. I can't even remember the name of it right now. If you can believe it, it's sitting next to my bed. But and I'm reading this, and I'm just starting his new one, Nature's Best Hope, which is the same thing about each garden counts, each kitchen counts, you know, each animal counts. So just, you know, I guess what I feel is that each person has to take responsibility. Each person has to know that if they choose to take a plastic bag every time or a plastic straw, then they're contributing to the problem instead of helping to solve the problem. So, you know, we have to face it as a one-on-one conflict that we're going through that we have to try to take care of on our own. It's and we live on an island in Maine part of the year. And so I'm very aware of it here. I'm seeing a lot of debris washing up on shore. And it's, again, you're talking about San Miguel de Allende. If they can do it in Mexico, why can't we do it here?
Hear, hear. I'm all for it. You know, and you're right. There's a little saying that I have on my refrigerator. It says, if it's meant to be, it's up to me. It's up to me if it's meant to be.
Right.
And, you know, that's one person at a time. And I guess a lot of people feel so disempowered that they don't really know what to do or how to start. But it does start, for all of you listeners, with a garden, no matter how small, whether it's just one container garden or it's a little plot that you have or it's a community garden, whatever it is that you can participate in. That's the way it starts. And the feeling that you get when you're gardening makes you so happy. We're going to take another break. When we come back, we're going to learn a whole bunch more about the amazing Sharon Lovejoy.
With pest control, don't use synthetics. Grow naturally. The solution is Arbico Organics. They offer a complete line of products for your organic home, garden, yard, farm, horse, livestock, and pets. They're affordable, effective, and will provide the results you have been looking for. Go to www.arbico-organics.com or call 800-SOS-BUGS to speak with Arbico Organics Specialist. Be sure to order your free Arbico Organics catalog.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Yeah. USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The United Auto Workers Union announced that its roughly 49,000 members at General Motors plants in the U.S. will go on strike tonight because contract negotiations with the automaker has broken down. The decision came just hours after about 200 plant-level union leaders voted unanimously in favor of the walkout during a meeting this morning in Detroit. The family that owns OxyContin maker Purdue Pharma use Swiss and other hidden accounts to transfer over $1 billion to themselves, according to New York's Attorney General. The state of New York is asking a judge to enforce subpoenas of many companies, banks, and advisors to Purdue and its owners, the Sackler family, and they said they've uncovered what was previously unknown wire transfers. The transfers bolster allegations by New York and other states that the Sacklers worked to shield their wealth in recent years because of mounting worries about legal threats over the painkillers.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. It's time to get in on the 21st century gold rush. I've been a buyer and collector of gold and precious metals for over 20 years, and the reasons to own it are stronger now than ever before in history. The central banks of the world run a record buying spree. Shouldn't you be too? Do you think maybe they know something you don't? Prices are up $200 per ounce in just the last 60 days. In the last gold bull market, it took 4 years for gold prices to rise $200 per ounce. This is the beginning of an explosive new 21st century gold rush. Analysts see gold prices rising to between $2,000 and $10,000 per ounce. But who you buy it from may be even more important. Swiss America has been America's most trusted name in gold and silver for over 35 years. Swiss America has bought and sold billions of dollars of precious metals for tens of thousands of clients. You need to know how to capitalize and profit on this next big move. Call Swiss America today and receive a free special report just for my listeners. Call 800-BUY-COIN. That's 800-BUY-COIN. Or 800-289-2646. Or visit online at SwissAmerica.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're listening to the Easy Organic Gardener, EASY, environmentally and sustainably yours. And this is your host, Sherry Pereira de Fry. My guest this hour is author, illustrator, and naturalist Sharon Lovejoy. Her books are not to be missed. Go to www.sharonlovejoy.com. That's sharonlovejoy.com. You will be impressed, just like I am. Welcome back, Sharon.
Thank you.
Your books are amazing. How is it that you can, how are you so inspired to write all these beautiful books? And the illustrations are just, they're ridiculous. I want to eat the books. They look so good, you could eat them.
I've never had anybody say anything like that. That is confirming. You know, I'm crazy about every day outside. And when I wrote Trial and Error, I thought, I've got all these weird things going on in the garden, and I've got all these strange tools, and there's something that everyone has. You don't have to go to a fancy garden store and buy, you know, a $50 trowel. I use my grandmother's old tablespoon. But, I'm inspired every day, every single day. Each today is my only today. So I am inspired by that day every day to find something new, to do drawings for my journal. And I think if you read Trial and Error, you know that a lot of that came from my journal. So, and then since you're a scientist, I mean, you're the Dr. Bug Lady, you know this. When you start doing research, it's a crazy trail, and you start going off on a labyrinth of all these different roads that you want to take and you want to find out. So when I wrote Trial and Error, I spent about 4 or 5 years doing science, just learning the science. I tapped into Cornell, Texas A&M, UC Davis, University of Florida, scientists in Switzerland, scientists all over the world, scientists in Canada. And I wrote 400 and some pages, and my editor looked at the book and said, this is wonderful, but people want hors d'oeuvres. They do not want a 7-course meal. You're going to have to cut it in half. So I had to then take all of that science and somehow reduce it and make it more interesting. And so that, I'm glad that you found it interesting, because that's what, if you don't make it interesting for people, they're not going to follow your advice, you know. And, oh, I also use the Bio-Integral Resource Center in Berkeley, you know. So we have this wealth of things. We just have to somehow get it together and bring it into one piece so that people can digest it. And that's what I tried to do with Trial and Error.
Well, you certainly, you didn't try, you did. And, you know, I have to say that if I were to get a book, and for you who are listening, Trial and Error, first of all, the name is just hilarious. Over 700 organic remedies, Shortcut for Tips for the Gardener by Sharon Lovejoy. Not only is this beautifully illustrated, but it has everything you want to know. Outdoor gardening tricks and tools that bend the rules, potions, getting the best of pesky pests, repellents and preventives, using lures to attract allies, great expectations starting with seeds, the genius of the ground. I mean, she even has lawn mowing and weed friendly and then outdoor decor. It's everything in one book, and it's beautiful. So I highly recommend
Thank
it.
You.
I'm so glad you gave me one, because it's my new Bible. I'm going to be giving it
Thank
away
you.
To a lot of people. It's
wonderful.
My
wonderful.
Kids are getting one. Thanks. My friends are getting one. I love it.
Well, it's introduced me to so many great people who are just really, you know, they're not going to the garden center and buying every broad spectrum poison that they can dip into and spray on their gardens. They're people who care, like master gardeners and garden clubs and universities. They're people who care, and they want to make a difference. And so, you know, that means the world to me. It really does.
I'm so glad. It means the world to me, too. Let's talk a little bit about some of these. I'm a big lover of native plants, and let's talk a little bit about that, because a lot of people don't understand how important native plants are and how easy they are to maintain and how beautiful they are.
I got my initial training on natives because my grandmother grew old-fashioned things. She grew heirloom plants and a few California natives, but not a lot. But I got my initial introduction to them when I lived in Santa Barbara, California. That Santa Barbara Botanic Garden is just incredible. And I took propagation and various classes and learned about the natives. And I'm passionate about them, and I use them, integrate them in my garden. But I told Jeff last month that if we move again, even though I'm going to continue growing hundreds of container plants and trees and vines and edibles, I will have all of the garden, I'll keep those things close to my home, but stepping out into the actual garden itself, it will be 99% natives. And, you know, shame on me for forgetting the name of Doug Tallamy's book, but it was Bringing Nature Home, and it's all about, Bringing Nature Home is all about native plants. And when I started doing research on the natives and the number of species that they host and that are larval host plants for insects, it's just, you know, you can't get around it. We need natives in our garden. And in your area and in my area of California, how much rain do you get a year?
Practically nothing, you know, maybe a couple inches. So we have a lot of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have a lot of emphasis on permaculture out here, and permaculture is a way of life, and it's what you've been talking about from start
to
finish.
It's what I do.
Absolutely.
It's what I do too. And, you know, and also I will say that I read the book Harvesting Rainwater, and I'm sure you've read that too. And so also if you looked at Root Shapes, Buckets and Boots, I have the Zuni Waffle Garden, and we've utilized that concept too, where you do an actual raised side waffle garden the way the Zunis did, and they had virtually zero rain to raise their crops. So using permaculture, tending our soil, nurturing our bugs, and making sure we have native plants to keep our bug populations. And, you know, I worry about our bugs constantly, our insects. I read something last week that said 40% of the species of insects of the world have perished in the last 8 years. That's alarming. 40%. Our life depends on them, and we've seen it here on our island in Maine. We've watched vast changes where we've lost our bats, and we don't get bug splatter on windshields, and we don't have them at our lights because we've lost so many insects due to what's going on in the world. So it's up to all of us, garden by garden, and tending our gardens in the proper way, using permaculture, harvesting our rainwater, harvesting our vegetable water. Even my grandchildren say we don't waste a drop of water. Water's life. We don't run water when we're brushing our teeth. We don't waste water, because what do we have? We have nothing without our water. And you certainly are aware of that, living where in a beautiful area, but an area that needs to treasure every drop.
So true. And, you know, you can just feel your enthusiasm and excitement and happiness just come right through the airwaves when you start talking about these topics, because, you know, you're making a difference. It's so important for each of us to feel that our contribution is important. And for you listeners, you know, I know that you're listening to this program because you want to garden and you love to garden and you want to learn more about gardening. So I'm so glad that we have Sharon Lovejoy here to inspire us to get out there and start digging. I have a fun story that I want to tell you, Sharon. It's and the audience as well. We work very, very much in concert with the Cooperative Extension from the University of Arizona, and we have a community garden. And the children come by as a field trip from their schools. And these little children, we were there the other day, little children probably in the, you know, first, second grade maybe, and they were being shown how to plant a seed. And so the docent said, okay, first of all, you dig your hole, and then you kiss your seed, and then you plant it. So we're going to take another break, and when we come back, we're going to have some more of the amazing Sharon Lovejoy. Don't go away.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hey, everyone. Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right, Proactive MD, plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95, and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
For listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
You're listening to The Easy Organic Gardener, and this is your host, Sherry Herrera de Fry. With me this hour is author, gardener, and lover of life, Sharon Lovejoy. She has a fun homepage on her website, which is SharonLovejoy.com, www.SharonLovejoy.com. And it says, Sharon Lovejoy, be is welcome here, friend. And what you see is, it says, author, illustrator, speaker. And then there's a book that says, Cultivating Wonder. Cultivating Wonder, author and illustrator Sharon Lovejoy. And she says, this is my business card. When people see it, they ask, is this the title of your book? And I say, no, it's my job. Thank you so much, Sharon. We really, I'm so appreciative.
Well, that's what you do. So
I know. You're my kind of girl. Totally.
Well, we have to. When Jeff and I are driving back from Maine, we should swing through Tucson and meet you face to face.
Without a doubt, you are always. You can stay in my house and everything. I mean it. I will cook for you. I will get out the red carpet. You'll have fun, and we'll get buggy. Speaking of bugs, a lot of people don't know much about how do people garden in a small space, like if they have an apartment, or a condo. I really love your take on it. So can you, for our listeners, because a lot of people do not have a lot of space, and they gardening's not for me, so we want to hear it from you.
Well, I'm a great lover of containers. And I started container gardening when I was 16, and I still have two of three maple trees I bought when I was 16. I bought them at S.W. Woolworth's for a quarter each. I still have them. And I have a deodar cedar that I've had for 47 years. And, you know, I do have some really large pots. And my husband did threaten to never speak to me again if we moved, and he had to move. We had three 21-foot loads of potted plants. So I'm a big fan of container gardens, and there's no reason why people can, and I've seen it in Italy where people use tomato cans to grow incredible herbs and tomato plants and lettuces and kale. And, you know, you can grow so much in a container that has decent soil. Usually probably in your area, Sherry, I would say you need bigger containers because you want them to hold the water. A lot of people add polymers to their containers, and I will not do that because I don't want to add anything fake into my container soil. But I just read an article about people who are raising sheep who and they're sheep for shearing and sheep for meat, depending on what they are. But they're using sheep's wool. It doesn't have to be cleaned or anything. And they're adding it to their container garden soil, and it holds the water. And it breaks down slowly, like over years and years and years. So it's a great substitute for adding bad stuff to your soil to keep water in there. And then when you're container gardening, you get up close and personal with those plants. You know when something's going wrong. You can go out and tell that the earwigs have been working on them, or that the cabbage loopers are here doing their job, or you may see the social wasp making constant trips to your cabbage, and you know then, okay, the wasps are taking care of the cabbage moth problem. You know, it is the most personal form of gardening, and maybe someday I'll get to write a book just on container gardening, but it is the most satisfying thing. So even if you're on a balcony, you can grow all the herbs you need for cooking, the simple herbs. You can grow fresh vegetables. You can grow things in windows. I have all the different wattage of bulbs, just simple bulbs. You don't have to grow lights, but you can grow indoors. And when you grow these things, and I'm growing things like turmeric indoors, different herbs that I start from cedar bulbs, and you can do this, and it makes you feel better. It makes your air cleaner. It makes your heart happier, and they're your friends. They're like your friends and family right there, giving you sustenance and also giving you the joy factor.
I love that. You said they're your friends and family. I feel the same way. I always have something that's rooting in my kitchen. And right now I have sweet potato shoots that are, you know, I just don't want to waste anything. And these sweet potatoes kind of got old. And so they weren't edible any longer. And so I just took the shoots and put them in water. And they turn into great big leaves, and they're pretty, and so I'm just about ready to plant them. But I'll tell you, it makes me, whether it's that or it's the bottom end of celery that I'm rerooting, or it's carrot, or it's the bottom part of a romaine lettuce, you know, avocados. I mean, I have what I call it my forest.
I call it my garbage garden, because we do that in our kitchen. And in Camp Granny, I have a whole chapter called Garbage Gardens that teach children about the circle of life. And so you can put a leek in that you just, you know, as you're talking about, you just put a bud vase out and put a leek in, and it'll explode in a huge, beautiful globe of bloom. And you can, I start everything. I start radish tops. Sometimes I put the whole radish in the top of a candlestick or something that has a small opening, and then the radish will then leaf out, and I collect the radish greens. It's just a great way to bring things into your life, as you're doing and as I do, and it's a great way for people to introduce children to the life force that's in these plants that we may take for granted.
Totally about life force. There's no question about it. You know, as I listen to you, I have such a big smile on my face, and I love the book Camp Granny. It, for those of you listening, it is the coolest book, because it tells about how you can grow things, but also what to do with children and cooking, and you know, sunshine kitchen, making a solar oven, you know, garbage, great garbage garden plants. It's fun. It's really, really fun, and I love this book. I'm actually going to be giving it to my daughter's mother-in-law, who takes care of her daughter's children.
Good.
And they have a garden, and so this is going to be really great, because the ideas, the tips in this thing are amazing. My favorite one was, you want to see moths at night? Well, you mix together a paste of goodies, and then you paint it onto the bark of a tree, and go out at night, and there are all the moths eating.
And Jeff and I've done that. Jeff and I have done that. And moss broth, as I think is what I call it, and it works beautifully. And I like to put a, I put the moss broth on, and usually we tack a white towel or a white sheet underneath that because the moths will land on that. It's such a great way for kids to learn that even though they see things during the day, what they don't see that's going on at night is just as important. It's moving pollen around. Go to a sunflower head in the middle of the night with a with moth broth or with a you know, the red light. We have, we usually use the red light on our headlights, and you can just see the hundreds of species of insects that are feeding on the sunflower, moving from sunflower to sunflower in the garden. So not just daytime things, but learning about what's going on at night as well is just as important. And of course, you have great bats down there, so you would really have good things going with moth broth, with the moths coming to the moth broth, and then with the bats nabbing them from the air. So that's great. Thank you for your words, by the way.
You bet. Thank you for yours. What's your message to our listeners today?
Take time. I thought about it today. I wrote, today. Today is the only today that I have or that I'll ever have. So take time for yourself, for your garden, and for those people you love that you want to introduce to gardening. And lavish it on yourself if you can. And I mean, maybe it's only 10 minutes, but it's your time. And start to really look at things up close. Get yourself a stethoscope and listen to the plant. Get a magnifying glass and look at them up close. I mean, there's so much that we can learn from the insects and the plants in our garden. It's astounding. You'll be a child every day, and it's never too late to be a child at heart.
Well, that's right, and you can garden at any age of your life. By the way, that was just beautiful, and I wrote it down.
Today
is the only day you'll ever have right now, and you said take time for the ones you love and lavish it on yourself. It's beautiful.
You have to.
Yeah. So gardening at any age, and there are lots of people that think they're too old to garden, and do you feel about that?
Well, that's where I think that container gardens are so incredible, because I know that I work hard in the garden. So does Jeff. I mean, we used to be able to go out and work together 6 or 8 hours, and now, I don't know, maybe 2 hours. And I think that the containers are up high, and we also use those big tubs, like watering troughs, horse troughs.
So important to have a higher way for people to garden. We're going to have to say goodbye today to Sharon Lovejoy. Thank you so much, Sharon. And for those of you who are listening,
my pleasure.
We'll have another great show for you next Sunday. Take care. Have a great, easy organic gardening week.
Need help with pest control? Don't use synthetics. Grow naturally. The solution is Arbico Organics. They offer a complete line of products for your organic home, garden, yard, farm, horse, livestock, and pets. They're affordable, effective, and will provide the results you have been looking for. Go to www.arbico-organics.com or call 800-SOS-BUGS to speak with Arbico Organics Specialist. Be sure to order your free Arbico Organics catalog.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil.
We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.